The Gemara on Daf Yutes tells us, Rav Kana says, "Kol mili drabonin as mechu al lav de lo soso." The source for mitzvahs drabonin established based on the loch of lo soso. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Shoresh Rishon says that all mitzvahs drabonin are included in the lav of lo soso, and therefore a zokin mamre is chayiv if he's choylik on bezdin and paskins against the bezdin. Even this relates to a mitzvah drabonin. For example, he's choylik about chametzol v'pesach, which is also b'hanoam midrabonin, and he disagrees with the psak of the Bezdin HaGadol, so he can become a zokin mamre about this. And the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs asks in the Rambam, how can that be? That all drabonin should be included in lo soso. First of all, from our sugi here in Brachas, it seems asmechu akwa de lo soso. But it's only an asmachta to lo soso, but it's not that it's actually lo soso. And he further asks, according to the Rambam, if all mitzvahs drabonin are subsumed under lo soso, then every mitzvah drabonin should have the status of a diraisa, and we should say by a drabonin, so drabonin should also be lachuma, because every drabonin is included in lo soso. So in terms of explaining this, it would seem that the Rav said that the Rambam holds that mitzvahs drabonin, din drabonin, even though they're subsumed under lo soso, it doesn't mean that a person violates lo soso if any time he violates drabonin. He only violates lo soso if he denies the authority of Bezdin HaGadol and Chazal to institute drabonins. But if he just violates a drabonin, he's not violating a diraisa, and therefore there we say sveika diraisa l'chuma and sveika drabonin l'kula. Further, the point to the Ramban, who holds that the mitzvah of lo soso, the lav of lo soso, is only relates to dinim, diraisa, those things that are learned from the Yugim Midah Shatara and the Dreshes Lehem, but not related to din drabonin. So where indeed is the obligation, according to the Ramban, to listen to Chazal and mitzvahs drabonin? So the Rav said that even according to the Ramban, everybody agrees that a mitzvah drabonin is a chefzer shel Torah midiraisa. For example, if a person learns Meseches Megillah, which deals primarily with mitzvahs drabonin, Kriyas HaTorah, the mitzvah Purim, mitzvahs Megillah, he fulfills a mitzvah diraisa of Talmud Torah. And there's no advantage in terms of the Kima Mitzvah if a person studies Maseches Zvachim, which deals primarily with mitzvahs diraisa of the Avoda, or a person studies Maseches Megillah, which is only drabonin. The Kima Mitzvah will be a mitzvah diraisa, because the Chefzer Shel Torah is a Chefzer Shel Torah midiraisa. And if a person would burn a Maseches Megillah, he would violate the Lav midiraisa of Lo Sashen Kin LaShem Elokecha. Because it's a Chefzer Shel Torah midiraisa. And both the Ramban and the Rambam agree to that principle. But the Chiyuv HaGavra is a Chiyuv HaGavra only midrabonin. But the Chefzer Shel Torah is a Chefzer Shel Torah midiraisa. And therefore, the Rav said one could disagree with the, according to this, the Ramor and Yerodea, Resh Mem Vav, quotes based on Hagos Maimini that you're, while one is also to take schar for Talmud Torah, for teaching others, however, the Ramor says that's only mitzvahs in din midiraisa, but one can take schar to teach din midrabonin. But according to this yesod, that it's a chefzer shel Torah midiraisa, one could argue with this psak of Hagos Maimini and say that that should also relate, the issue should apply even to mitzvahs drabonin, because it's a chefzer shel Torah midiraisa. As it relates now to the halacha of zokin mamre, that the Rambam holds that on an isa drabonin, like Chum Shavu Pesach, if the Zokim Mamre is Choylik on Bezdin, he would become a Zokim Mamre. The Ramban holds only if he's Choylik on Dinim D'Iraisa, mitzvahs that are learned from the Yud Gimli, the Sator, and the addresses behem. That the Rambam holds that the Chiyuv of Zokim Mamre, that it doesn't make a difference whether he's Moira and disagrees with Bezdin Hagana as relates to Din D'Iraisa or Din D'Rabbanon, because he's being choylik on something which is a chefcha shel Torah mid Yiraisa. And the Rav explained with this because, and just coming back and according to the Ramban holds on that even though he acknowledges that Torah should be up, the Drabonans are included in the Torah should be alpeh midiraisa, and therefore it's chefcha shel Torah midiraisa, but since the Chiyuv HaGavra is only midrabonon, so the Horor Lasos is only Drabonan. And the Horor has to be not only relates to Chetzah Shel Torah, but also as relates to the Chiyuv HaGavra. And based on this Yesod, that Rabbonans are Chetzah Shel Torah, Midiraisa, the Rav quoted the name of his father, Ramesh Soloveitchik, that to explain the position of the Bahag, the Bahag is of the opinion that Mitzvahs Drabbonan, the Bahag assumes in his Taryag Mitzvahs, also Mitzvahs Drabbonan, Purim, and so on. And the Rambam in the Shroshim says that one of his kolam is that we don't count mitzvahs drabonon, and the Bahag that really requires pshat. Why would we include mitzvahs drabonon in the Taryag mitzvahs? So Rav Moshe said that including the Taryag mitzvahs are not only chiyuvim, whether as mitzvahs asay or mitzvahs los asay, but also inyoni haTorah. For example, there's a mitzvah of Gershon, and there's a mitzvah of Somasacha, and different Shomerim. So these are not because they're Chiyuvim, because these are Inyoni HaTorah. And Inyoni HaTorah are also included in the Taryag Mitzvahs. So the Rav, quoting Rav Moshe, said that since Mitzvahs Drabonon are Chefcher Shel Torah Midiraisa, they're also Inyoni HaTorah. And therefore, they can be subsumed in the Taryag Mitzvahs.